Matt Greenwood back for AM 1400K. Jeff speaking to acting Jefferson volleyball head coach Tara Fish as Ashley Nagel honored here this evening before the games got going. And not only her for surviving her heart attack over the summer, but also Scott Schuessler, who gave her CPR for about 18 minutes till the paramedics came and did the rest and did their job. And they got honored here as well and got a chance to speak. So, Coach, just a really special night. You went up against your former coach and Karen Beely. This one goes three sets. You got to win, 27-25 in set two to force this third set. Just really an all-around great atmosphere, great event. Certainly something worth all the building up to, and it was just worth it, really.
Yeah, it was a great event. Our student council and National Honor Society, mainly Mrs. Wilkie and her kids, put everything together and did just an awesome job putting up signs, doing all kinds of things to raise money for the scholarship that the Nagel family is putting together for one of our kids that are going in the medical field.
I don't even know where to begin with this match because there were just so many long rallies and quick deflections and players having less than, a tenth of a second to react to certain things. But let's just get your thoughts on the play overall tonight.
Well, I just, went to the locker room and told my girls, my heart is full. You guys worked really hard, played a great game. I don't know what Festus expected coming in to play us because we're so much smaller than they are. I mean, they have a school of, 3,000 kids from kindergarten through 12th grade. We have a little over 1,000. So, they have a lot more kids. So I don't know what they were expecting coming in, but I think that we showed them what we have, and I'm really proud of our girls, and they just worked really hard.
Before we started this interview, Coach Fish, Kendall Runzi was the first name I mentioned. Your eyes lit up. What a fantastic ball game for her this evening. I mean, it almost seemed like if Festus hit the ball towards her, she was going to keep it alive.
Oh, Kendall is such a good player. We tracked her tonight at about 32 digs. And she just kept going after it and picking them up and putting them in a good spot for us to be able to set up something else to go back at Festus. And, she's just a great kid all around, and I'm really, really proud of her and her game tonight. The team really depends on her, and she's one of our captains. I mean, I can't even say enough about that kid. Great kid.
Well, and that's the thing. Stats tell a story, but when you actually see them in action, you get a whole new perspective.
Absolutely.
And I was blown away by her play this evening. Another one, sophomore Lani Smith, that for a 15-year-old to be able to hit the ball as hard as she does with her right hand, that was pretty amazing to see as well.
Yeah, she just keeps getting better and better every day. We work on different things with her in practice, and we've been working on some blocking things. Her timing has gotten a little bit better, and we're working on some things with her hitting. She is just a super intense all-around athlete overall, great basketball player, and she's another great kid. I mean, we're doing warm-ups, and I'm tossing the balls, looking at her face, and I kind of joke with her about something, and she is intense. And I was like, she's not messing around tonight, which I thought was fun. So I love that she can bring that intensity to the floor, being a sophomore, because that's huge. With 8 seniors on the court, that's huge.
Right.
And the kids respect her, and she is all about taking, criticism from them in a positive way and asking for help and then letting them help her. So.
You had Ashley Edmond in the rotation this evening, and there were quite a few plays that I came away like, wow, this Edmond girl is really strong.
Yes.
She looks like she could beat up anybody
on
the team.
I know.
And she played so fiercely as well. I was really impressed with her performance as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Ashley always plays middle for us. She had a really great night. She was feeling intense as well before the game, and you could see it in her face. And we've been doing a couple different things in practice this week to try to make our blocking a little bit stronger, try to do some things with our middles and our offense to try to get an attack on the ball each time it's on our side. And Ashley just works really hard. She has a positive attitude. She had 7 kills tonight. let's see. She had her hands on a lot of balls. They just didn't go down for blocking, but she was over there and running back and forth, and she's a good athlete too. She's a track athlete too, so we have a lot of multiple sport athletes out here.
Someone who might just be tuning into this interview might think you won the match.
Yeah, I know, and it's fine.
and so full of praise as well, and rightfully so. You went up against the Festus team. As you said, it's a bigger school.
Right.
Coach Karen Beely has been doing this for a long time, so you expect greatness from them. And they end up winning this one, but you competed so well with them, and you forced the third set. You were tied for most of that third set.
Right.
They eventually just pulled away, but... you know, this team, you guys are 20-3 for a reason.
Right. I'm really proud of them. Like I said, and I don't want to lose, of course, but if we lose playing like that, I'm a little bit okay with it. I don't think the girls were too okay with it either, because they want to win too, but
nobody can be too okay
with it. They can't, but they also felt some things, that's the thing about having 8 seniors on your court. And the good leadership that we have is that they recognize things that they need to work on, and we can go from there with it. And so, we talked about some things real quick in the locker room, and already it was, it's just productive.
Now, this is going way back, the very, very beginning of this match. I was confused. A lot of people around here were kind of confused. Oh, yeah. Festus got 1 point before the first serve ever happened.
Well, normally Kendall wears a number 7 orange libero jersey.
Okay.
And so we have a red jersey that we used to use for libero. And since it was our red night, she wore it, and it was number 10. So when we, just out of habit, our lineup sheet says 7, and you only have 10 minutes to get that in. You have to have it in 10 minutes before the matches start. And so when we started to warm up, I saw her run through, and I was like, oh, she's number 10 tonight. She's not number 7. We need to go change that. And we had like 6 minutes left, so we just didn't do it in time. No big deal. I told the kids that stuff happens, and they said we could go change her jersey and put her in orange. And I said, nope, it's our red game. I want her in red. You guys want her in red. Let's just take it. I do care, but and it's the rule. That's fine. And I wanted her in the red.
Well, and honestly, it's a good thing that she came into the KJS studio after track season and talked to me, because I knew exactly what she looked like.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy to figure out.
Yeah.
And she's also the libero, so obviously she's going to wear something different
too.
But yeah, anyway, Coach, it was great to see your team in action tonight, see this Festus team as well, and it was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you. You too.
Tara Fish, head coach of the Jefferson volleyball team.